The vote to release the bill from the House Public Safety and Homeland Security Committee meeting was unanimous, but it wasn't without debate. Republican State Representative Steve Smick raised concerns about leaving the Fraternal Order of Police and Delaware State Trooper Association out of the process of writing the law. The measure would require all public-facing officers to wear body-worn cameras and new regulations for them to be drafted by the Council on Police Training. While Smick and others say both unions support body cams, Smick adds the groups indicated not having their input could cause issues down the road.
They have not had meetings and they have not had their fingers into this bill. And it's definite that they should, because this is only going to end up in a matter of court.
Republican State Representative Ruth Briggs King believes the General Assembly should do its job and then the unions can negotiate a policy within their own CBAs.
Our job as legislators is to legislate. And then we'll let the people that need to negotiate the terms of whatever we determine, because we can't be held hostage by different collective bargaining agencies. We need to ensure what we're doing, and we try and be firm, fair, and consistent. But they will negotiate the best terms as they do now.
The legislation also calls for two public hearings to be held during the drafting of regulations to help ensure input into their creation. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.